Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. The Māori Journalists Association, Kawea Te Rongo, is concerned at the future of journalism in Aotearoa in the wake of the closing of Warner Brothers Discovery's New Zealand News and Current Affairs. The owner of TV3 and News Hub announced yesterday ongoing losses meant it had to shed up to 300 of its 350 staff in June. Kawea Te Rongo Chair Mani Dunlop says many of those staff are Māori. She says government and industry need to look for ways to future-proof news and current affairs.
Do we need to be just pivoting and completely resetting and changing the way in which our media landscape functions? And I think many Māori and many Māori in the industry, both current and former, you know, hold the key and I think have a lot of the answers to these discussions. We need to be at the table in order to be part of those discussions.
Mani Dunlop says Kawea Te Rongo wants solutions that are innovative, treaty-focused, and respect the mana of the existing workforce who have tried to maintain a credible and reliable fourth estate in New Zealand. A lecturer in Māori law and the Treaty of Waitangi says the scrapping of Te Aka Whaiora is a clear breach of the treaty because it removes a Māori solution for poor health outcomes. Health Minister Shane Reti's bill to disestablish the Māori Health Authority passed a third reading vote of 68-54 under urgency yesterday. Carwin Jones, who teaches at Victoria University and Te Wānanga o Raukawa, says the authority was a response to Waitangi Tribunal findings the health system wasn't working for Māori. He says Dr. Reti hasn't made clear what he will replace it with.
We haven't really seen what the Crown is intending to do. At the moment, these functions are primarily just going to go back into the mainstream health system, if you like, and we know what the outcomes are like for that. We know that Māori end up dying 7 years earlier than non-Māori in that situation. So that is certainly a breach of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. It's a breach of the principles of the treaty as well.
Carwin Jones. The Chief Medical Officer for Te Whatuora County's Manukau says 4 years on from the first COVID-19 cases in Aotearoa, the virus is showing no sign of going away. Those first cases reported at the end of February 2020 were a couple travelling back from Iran. New Zealand went into full lockdown a month later. As of this week, New Zealand has had over 2.5 million reported cases, but fewer than 4,000 deaths attributed to the virus. Andrew Connolly says while cases in metropolitan Auckland are coming down from the fifth wave, people with underlying health issues should still exercise caution.
Just being smart about big crowds, making sure we're up to date with the vaccines and things like that all help. So we have to keep taking it seriously. I'm hoping one day it just decides to shove off, but it's showing no sign of doing so.
And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!